What a view! It astonishes me as well every time I look out from the cathedral terrace. The Cathedral Quarter's architectural ensemble of church, residence, and three squares is easily visible from here. The terrace connects the residence on the right and the cathedral on the left. Three squares are the central elements of the layout. Cathedral Square, used especially for public representational events from its very beginnings due to its unified appearance. Residence Square behind you, more open to urban life and activities because of its connection with the bourgeois town. And south of the cathedral, Chapter Square. Around 1600, the Italian architect Vincenzo Scamozzi designed the monumental overall plan for the urban construction project for Prince Archbishop Wolf Dietrich von Reitenau, who began the realization of the sophisticated planning, continued and completed by his successors in the course of the 17th century. The project shaped the character of the inner town, establishing Salzburg's reputation as an outstanding European Baroque city. The Marian Column, cast in lead, was commissioned in 1776 by Archbishop Sigmund Count Schrattenbach from Wolfgang and Johann Baptist Hagenauer, who erected it. The Cabinet of Art and Wonders awaits us in the Southern Cathedral Arcade to the left and the Long Gallery in the connecting building at its right. The so-called Wallace Tract at the right behind the Marian Column completes the Cathedral Square quadrature, where we will be seeing the Museum of St. Peter's Arch Abbey with its splendid Baroque spire towering over the broad cloister area. The fame of Cathedral Square today is not least due to the play Jedermann by Hugo von Hofmannsthal, which has been performed here annually since the early 1920s during the Salzburg Festival.